Keiko, I'd like to go back to your early days in Japan. Tell us about growing up over there.
Okay. I was born in Tokyo, and my father is Japanese businessman, and my mother is very nice mother. And I have one older brother, and I went to Japan Women's University, and I studied piano when I was very little, and then I enjoyed school and also the lessons of piano and compositions.
Right.
Also, additional to that, I lived in countryside of west side of Japan, so I enjoyed the nature, and also I took the lesson of Japanese calligraphy, and still I'm enjoying that too.
Keiko, how did you become involved with music? Did you like the piano right from the start?
My mom took me to the piano lessons when I was 5 years old. And there is a saying in Japan, if you go the first lesson at age five, you will keep it forever. So my mom loves Japanese traditional dance. So she wanted me to do that, but she found my interest towards the music. So she took me to the piano lesson, and that was a great choice, I think. And I loved the practicing, and also I enjoy classical music. And at some age, I start listening to many kinds of music, and I start compose too in elementary school, I think.
Keiko, I understand that you became involved with Yamaha Music in Japan. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Well, beginning was just private lessons and playing piano and also taking notes and some writing. These things I took by private lesson. I learned by private lesson. And then when I was in junior high school, I found some special class in Yamaha Music Foundation. So I took some of them, and then we had some special training. And Yamaha chose 7 to 10 students for special project. So I was one of them at that time.
That's very good.